Look in your Bibles, if you would, in the book of 1 Kings. To give you hope, I sat where you're sitting. I went to Bible college only knowing two books of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had no socks. We'll stop there. My tie came up to here. The dean at dorms, he sat beside me, says, "Young man, why don't you have any socks?" I says, "What's the issue?" My hair was parted in the middle. I was on a motorcycle, had bronze glasses, and a mustache. In those days, it was really forbidden. But I had a heart, because God got a hold of my heart in a service. It was a Friday night when God called me to missions. I want to challenge you to get there. And where's there? Where God wants you to be. You're right where you're at now because God wants you here. I was thinking, what am I going to, I'm going to only use about 10 minutes because I know how much you want to get to class. So don't think I'm long with it. What I have to say is short. What you have to do is long. The message is, how many of you like things for free? This morning, while out with the pastor, I believe I like the testimonies, pastors, about souls being saved. You took us by several places we went. We saw folks that had been saved. I had the privilege Sunday to see someone saved. Saturday as well, and last Saturday. See, I just don't preach the word. I try to practice it. Amen. And then not only do they get saved, but they come to church. New concept, I understand that. And they get baptized, and then they start to be discipled. And before long, things start to change. That's what happens when there's salvation. But you have to get there where God's at. This morning, we got there. And we were in line to get Dunkin' Donuts. I love coffee. But we didn't stay there. We just drove through. And we kept driving through. We didn't even have to pay for it. Because the ravens came. You say, "You didn't pay for your coffee?" The pastor says, "Let me pay for it." Says, "The lady in front of you paid for it." You say, "That doesn't happen to me," because you're not there. T-H-E-R-E. There. Look with me, if you would, in the first book, in the book of Kings. If something comes out in Spanish, those of you that understand the language that God understands. You say, "I don't know it." Then learn it. Let's read what the Word of God says. For the sake of time, I'll jump through the Scripture so I can give you a few points so we can get to class. That's chapter 17. We see here Elijah. I love Elijah. Why? Because he loved food. Anybody that loves food, I love them. You say, what's so important about that? As a missionary, if you don't mingle with the people, you're going to not meet people, and you're not going to see them saved. You have to identify with the folks. In fact, even if you get sick, that's fine. You'll get over it. Bible says in verse 2, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself in the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan, and it shall be." I love when God says it. When God says it shall be, it will be. But you have to get there. "That thou shalt drink of the brook, and have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for what we've seen and heard these last several days. Thank you for this college. I thank you for Pastor Wilkerson. I thank you for his friendship. I thank you for his desire for people. Thank you for these students that are here. I pray and ask, Lord, that they get there where you'll provide for them what's needed and necessary. Lord, we need to be doing exactly what you've commanded us to do. Let us be sensitive this morning to thy Holy Spirit. Use this scripture to challenge us, Lord, to do more for thee. And as always, Lord, we'll praise you and thank you for what you do in and through our lives, and what will be accomplished as a result of our obedience. Help us now this morning is our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The first thing I'd like for us to look is the will of God. Do you know the will of God? Someone asked me the other day, how do you know when God's speaking to you? How did you know when your mother called you? You recognize her voice. Well, we hear from the Word of God daily what He wants to speak to us. And sometimes we refuse. That's why when you get up in the morning, the first thing that you should be doing is reading the Word of God. I went to Bible college with a lot of people that were much more prepared than me. They knew hermeneutics. They knew homiletics. They knew everybody. But they didn't know God. And you know where they're at today? They don't even go to church. I couldn't even speak English, let alone learn Spanish, but I knew how to read the Word of God. I want to be sensitive to the will of God. Just because you're in Bible college doesn't make you spiritual. Just because you're in the ministry doesn't make you. People got a bad concept on Christianity. Christianity is simply doing God's will. But doing God's will, how? Look what the Bible says in chapter 17, verse 8. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, the way of God. Not only the will of God, arise. Too many people are sitting down, doing nothing. The pastor asked me last night, says, would you like to go with me tomorrow? Sure, what time are we starting? 6 in the morning. I'm ready. You say, but you're old. Trust me. Trust me. I have enough strength to continue on one more day. But I want to be where God's at. I want to be doing what God wants me to do. I want to be in God's way. I want to be like Elijah, getting that free cup of coffee. You say, you enjoy life? Much more than most people. I should be arrested for having too much fun. You say, is it real? Do you think Pastor Swanson's real? I know he's real. I've watched him. You can't be like that for so many years and not be real. Because it reveals itself over a period of time. He still has the same energy that he had when I first met him years ago. So not only is this God's will, but it's God's way. Arise. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell where? There. Where are you dwelling at? I understand you're in Bible college. Great. But where's there? And with who? Be very careful who you hook up with. Be very careful who you listen to. Be very careful with the things that you look at. Keep your eye focused on getting there. There's only one way, and it's His way. To do what? In verse 13 it says, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do the work of God. We have too many people talking about it. We need more doers of the word. Amen. Not just hearers. Oh, I want to be a missionary. Then go to the mission field during summer. Don't sit at home scrutinizing your pastor or everyone else. Because I've been to Bible college, and I know there's a place there in the ministry to serve God. There's a place here to serve God. There's a place everywhere to serve God. But you have to get there. And when you get there, you'll know you're there because God will provide for you. Can God provide a table in the wilderness? When I went to Costa Rica, nearly 50% support. Didn't even speak English, let alone Spanish. No one was there to welcome me. None of the other missionaries. They says, you can't start a work there. It's too expensive. They told me, you don't know the language. And also, you don't have enough support. I said, thank you for your encouragement. I got away from them real quick. See, we're always focused on what we have, not in whom we trust. It's called a walk by faith. See, if you're not willing to walk by faith, you probably are not willing to go into the ministry. Because there'll be days that God will feed you. But He will provide for you. So the work. What is the work of the ministry? People. I know that's a new concept in many areas today. People think it's all about programs. It's not about programs. The program is very well designed. It's called the Word of God. It's called the will of God. It's called walking in the way of God. It's called, you ready for this? W-O-R-K. Amen. Yes, sir. That's good. W-O-R-K, that's called work. When does it start? Now. When does it finish? When we all get to heaven. You say, well, I'm already tired. You probably ought to find something else to do. Like being a millennium. What are they called? Millennialist? Yeah, go, get your series out. Ask her what she wants you to do. Because you spend more time with her than with him. You guys like that. But you walk out of here and go there and pull out your phone and see how many likes you have. You say, not me. No, not me. Stay away from her. Stay close to him. And you'll get there. I know it's not deep, but it's needful. Let's finish up. I told you it'd only be 10 minutes. Just a challenge. If you want to hear me preach, come tonight in Spanish. I get an hour and a half. Okay? Verse 14. For thus, what's that say? For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Amazing, she did exactly what she was commanded to do. Elijah did exactly what he was commanded to do, the will of God, in the way of God, doing the work of God. Now we see the Word of God. That's a great concept to have in Christianity, the Word of God. It's a light unto my feet. This is the guideline for my path. I'm in Costa Rica because God's called me through the preaching of the Word of God to go to reach people. I'm on the uttermost parts of the earth right now. When I went down to see Brother Sheridan, that's the uttermost parts. The only people that live down there are penguins. It's cold down there. Hammond, Indiana is the uttermost parts of the world. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, uttermost parts of the world. Where I feel at home in my Jerusalem, there in San Jose, Costa Rica. Because I'm there in the will of God. In the way that God would have for me. Doing what? The work. You got it? The will, the way, the work, according to the word. Three, four easy W's. I told you I'm not complicated. I can spell work. I don't think I need to know much more. If I know him and leave her alone, I'll get somewhere. So the Bible says, and the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. My motto is, where he leads me, I will follow. What he feeds me, I will swallow. Verse 30 or 16 says, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Are you there? Are you there? I believe you're in the will of God, because you're in Bible college here. I really believe that. I believe you're in the way of God. Where is God going to show you? Through the preaching, through the pulpit, through the pastor. If we just listen to what God has to say, as Elijah did, as the widow woman did, then we will get what is needed to do the work of God. Because that's what we want to do. Not my will, but thine will. Isn't that what the Word of God says? But you have to read it. You have to listen to it. You have to meditate upon it. The most precious thing that you and I have is right here in our hands. It's not this. Then why in the world do we have people that spend more time on this than in this? I've seen the way this takes you, and I've seen the way that this takes you. I know this is the will of God. I'm still questioning this. I've seen the way this takes people. I've seen the way this has destroyed people. I've seen the work that this has done. I've also seen the work that this has done. You say, why do you speak so directly against that? There's no need to be in a phone or social media as much as we should be in the Word of God. I'd like to challenge you. Remember when Daniel was challenged 10 days? I'd like to challenge you this morning. How many of you say, I can go 10 days with no social media? Amen. I do it all the time. I have a lot of people upset, but I do it all the time. There's no reason. There's no reason. What did we do 30 years ago? Saw more folks saved. And I understand there's contact. I understand all that. I'm not ignorant. I'm not disconnected. In fact, I have more cell phones than you do. Don't use them as much, but I have them in case I need it. This morning, are you there? Are you in the will of God? Are you in the way of God? Are you in the work of God? Are you in the Word of God? If you're not there, get there. Why? So the ravens can come. Pollo loco. How many of you know what pollo loco is? If you've never eaten that chicken, trust me, it's better than Chick-fil-A. See, you get excited when I talk about food. I told you. God wants you there. God wants you there. I talked to a young lady this morning. I says, what are you studying for? She says, education. I says, so you're going to marry a missionary? Why? To go to the foreign field, which is the whole world, and do something for God. That's what God would have us to do. Not get an education, sit around doing nothing. If soul winning is still fervent today, it should be in 25 years before you go to Dunkin' Donuts. Because there is where God's at. And we want to be where God's at. Let's pray. Every head bowed and every eye closed.